Hello and welcome to Not Just About Copy. I'm your host, Emma McMillan, and I'm an educator, copywriter, and copywriting coach. But this podcast is not just about copy. At its heart, this is a podcast all about connection, how we use words to connect with others, and the lasting impact words can have on us. It's about empowering you to write better. It's about learning to love a blank page and its possibilities. It's about finding joy in words and language. You'll hear conversations that I hope will inspire you to reflect on your relationship with words and on how connection shows up for you. Solo coaching episodes with me will give you actionable tips and strategies to write better copy with more flow, confidence, and a sense of fun. Thanks for being here. Now, let's dive in. I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which I record this podcast, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations, and honour their deep language and storytelling traditions. I pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Welcome to episode 52 of the Not Just About Copy podcast. Well, I think in the 51 episodes I've done up until this point, what I have realized is that there is so much more to the process of copywriting and marketing than we ever really talk that much about. So it's one thing to be able to learn practical skills, and that is for sure a really important part of the work that I do. It's definitely somewhat foundational because without the skills in copy to differentiate it from, say, creative writing, it won't do the converting part. Good copywriting does have the power to connect, engage, and convert, to build your community and convert your prospects and so on. But what I have realized more and more over time is that it goes hand in hand with four other principles or pillars, if you like. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. The first of these is self-expression. A client said to me recently, he said, "You helped give me permission to write in my own authentic voice. I didn't know I needed that permission, and now I have it. So thank you for that." And I think that's such an important thing to realize, is that a lot of us have not even claimed our own voice. We're trying to write for an audience perhaps that we don't either fully understand because we haven't researched that audience, or we haven't had conversations with them. We haven't spoken to them. Maybe we don't know how to relate to them or what their specific challenges are. Or maybe we're trying to write in a way that appeals to everybody, which means that we come across in a way that probably feels quite vanilla and doesn't really appeal to anybody in particular. So getting clear on what our own voice is and owning that and giving ourselves the permission to write as ourselves is so important, especially if we're the founder or the leader of the business. Okay, so as well as it not just being about copy, it's about self-expression. And even if you are leading a team, you still need to be super clear on what the voice or tone of voice is for the team and keep it consistent. I spoke to Dr. Jacqueline Bouch in episode 51 just last week, and she's a psychologist and she leads a team of about 20 practitioners. And she talked about the challenges of finding a voice that represents the team, but ultimately, what she realized was that if she was going to be the one writing the content, that it really needed to be her voice. And that just makes so much sense. So perhaps we haven't even spent long enough thinking about the way that we write or the way that we communicate to even understand what our way is. If I asked you, would you be able to tell me, do you know the words that you write frequently? Do you know the cadence that you use, the rhythm of your words? How closely have you even looked at that? Do you consistently use long sentences, or are you a short, sharp, snappy kind of person? What is your way? And that's one of the things that's so important to me as a copywriting and communication coach, is to help people find what their way is, because what works for somebody may not work for you, which is one of the concerns I have sometimes when it comes to templates, is that it's giving a particular way, but unless you understand how to use that and how to apply it to yourself, it might not be super relevant. I'm thinking about some brands, for example. Say there's a brand that talks in a really sassy tone of voice. Well, that's not my brand. So a template that, you know, works for them might not work for me. Or a really authoritative, knowledgeable tone of voice. If that's your brand, absolutely own it. But it's not my brand, and it might not be your brand. So leaning into the way of expressing yourself that feels really good and feels really authentic and easy to replicate is super important. This self-expression leads into the next pillar, which is all around connection. So the way that you connect with people, and connection also involves that process of actually converting people, right? To be able to build yourself an ecosystem of people who buy from you, refer you, and so on, because that's what differentiates your business from a hobby. So connecting, using self-expression and our own way is one way that we can start to really engage with people and start to draw people towards us, aligned people. If we talk about things like our values and so on, that's what brings those kinds of people who are our kinds of people into our sort of sphere. But you also need to get really comfortable with things like calls to action, that maybe there's a bit of a tension there because you feel like calls to action are quite salesy and you don't know how to use them in a way that actually just feels like an opportunity to be of service to people, to help them understand how to buy from you or how to work from you. So sometimes it's about reframing your ideas or the way you look at things and getting comfortable with having a different way or a different perspective when it comes to the idea of connection. From here, we also need to look at confidence. And there's a couple of questions I want you to think about. What's stopping you, for example, from showing up consistently? Or why have you been hiding behind a really vanilla tone of voice? Do you think you're a bad writer? If you do, where does this come from? Now, these might not be your particular mindset blocks. You may have others, but it's important to address whatever kind of blocks you have when it comes to confidence, because otherwise you could end up with loads of beautifully written copy, blogs, emails, social posts, and lots more just sitting on your desktop because something's stopping you from sharing. And so finally, we've got action taking. So you've got your confidence, your self-expression, connection, and the copywriting skills themselves. And then there's action, because you can know all of the things, but unless you actually know how to start, you may just find yourself really stuck. What do I mean by that? I mean, you need to have things like processes about what do you do when you sit down and in front of you is a blank page? What's your way into that? Do you have like thought starters or go-tos to actually get yourself off and running as you create content? Have you got a folder system set up on your desktop for storing that content? Do you have a process there? Does it make sense? Can you find what you need? Have you created some sort of templates that work for you? As I mentioned before, templates can be problematic, but not if you've created something that you can reuse, okay? Not to try and force one in a way that doesn't feel good. Here's an example of how I use one that might be useful to you. Whenever I sit down and write my email newsletter, I have a way that I set up each of those documents. So I have different types of emails. I have a weekly email, but I also have a monthly email, and they're in different sorts of formats. So each time I start one, what I'm really doing is I'm just making a copy of one that I've used in the past because it'll follow the same structure. And I'm just then adding to what's already there. The bones of it are already in shape, and I'm literally just writing new sections of information, swapping out images and so on. But I don't have to look at that blank page, because I just find that so paralyzing sometimes. It's about what can you do to help yourself take action. So do you have some habits or some rituals that you could develop to help you maintain your writing practice? I had a really interesting conversation the other week with somebody who was a member of my co-writing content crew back in July. And she said to me that she's now embedded a new routine since working in that program with me, where she now writes for 2 hours every Saturday morning. And she said she has sent out so many email newsletters this year to her community after a year where she sent out just a couple, because she's now developed this routine and this habit, and she's also loving it. She's loving this regular writing practice, and it's making it so much easier because every time she goes to write, it's less of a chore and it actually becomes more free-flowing and even fun. So what I want you to understand when it comes to writing and communicating and showing up is that, as it says on the title of this podcast, it's about so much more than just the copy. Of course, the copy itself is a really solid, foundational, important piece. But unless you also harness and explore that connection piece, that self-expression piece, that confidence piece, and that action piece, it's not necessarily going to be sustainable, and it's not going to encompass all of the bits that it actually needs to feel like you are writing in your way. So I'm going to leave you with that as the final thought, but also to invite you that if you would love some support in 2023 to write and communicate your way, I would love to speak with you and see if we're a good fit to work together. For my one-on-one coaching option next year, I'll be offering a 3-month or a 6-month package And all of that will be outlined on my website in the coming days. But you can go ahead and book a discovery call at any time. We can have a chat, meet each other, just get to know each other a bit to see if we might work well together. I will also be running the Co-Writing Content Crew if you're more of a group program person. That is my 8-week online group, which will start on Friday, February the 10th for 8 weeks. There'll be a module each week for you to watch independently, and then we'll meet every Friday for an hour of group coaching followed by an hour of co-writing where we put our heads down and implement and actually take that action. So that will be a lovely small group. You'll be working alongside others who also really want to commit to showing up and getting this done, claiming their own voice, giving themselves permission, and actually finding their own way to communicate. So they are the two ways I can work with you next year if you're a solo business owner or if you work within a team. If you're the leader of a team, you can also get in touch with me about bespoke workshops for your group or organization or community. I'll be running more of these during 2023 because they so beautifully bring together my skills as a copywriter, copy coach, and former teacher. Ultimately, facilitation is where I love to be, and I just want to make the biggest impact I can in terms of helping people to simplify and clarify when it comes to writing and to own it their own way and their own voice. So please visit the website to get in touch with me and book a call if that sounds like something you'd like to talk about for the new year. Before I go, over the next 5 weeks on the podcast, we'll be playing some of your favorite episodes from the past year. There'll be some new introductions to these episodes with some brand new insights. So this is a great opportunity to jump back and catch any of the episodes that you might have missed along the way or that you'd love to hear again. So please enjoy those. Have a safe holiday season, and I hope you've got some downtime coming up. Thank you so, so much for your support over this past year. It's been truly magical to have so, so many people get in touch with me, tell me that they love the podcast and how useful it is. That's why I created it. It is for you. And I want you to take all the tips and advice and strategies that you can and go out into the world and use them. If you love it, please make sure you review it and share it so that we can continue to grow even bigger in 2023. Talk to you soon. And as always, happy writing.